Hey, this episode of Juan Epstein is brought to you by our friends at Bevel. Head over to getbevel.com and use the code JuanEpFree, okay? Ooh. Yeah. The first 200 people who use the code are going to get the first month of membership free at getbevel.com. Hey, Cypher.
Hey, Peter Rosenberg.
How are you?
I'm good. Good. I got to look at your stupid face now every day. Because I started a job producing that show Joking Off for MTV again.
Right. They hate me over there. What are you talking about? I'm persona non grata at Jay's.
At MTV?
MTV 2.
Well, it's not on MTV 2 anymore. It's on MTV 2. But I it's on MTV.
It is?
But I hear...
Hold on. Stop. One second.
This is going on. This is already starting.
I'm sorry, but like, why didn't you say that to me? That's a much bigger... You know, it's a much bigger deal.
Yeah.
MTV 2, you're aware, no one watches. It is literally... It's like they might as well just put it on in a closet and let it be.
A lot of people from MTV 2, I hear, are now taking over MTV. Things are moving over.
That's what I hear. That sounds good.
Yeah. But my office is right across from...
Charlemagne, and he watches me every day.
No,
like a fan.
From Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
And there's a screen that pops up with all the different concerts and stuff coming up to Madison Square Garden. And then there's an ESPN radio ad with you and those two other fat fucks.
That's nice.
So.
Really?
Yeah. So there, I'm like, oh, look.
We have a regular ad on the Garden marquee?
It goes, yeah, like in a rotation.
So you just sit there staring at my ugly fat face?
Well, not. It comes up once in a while.
Wait, but you're not at 1540?
No, we're at a production company.
You don't do it out of...
Back roads.
And what are you doing every day with this job?
I just started yesterday, but...
What the hell are you doing every day? 9 to 5 now? That's what you did?
10 to 7.
You left radio to go get a 9 to 5?
Yeah, but I'm in TV now.
But what are you doing?
I'm doing a lot of things. Consulting, writing some jokes, helping them come up with games for the show, booking some talent, getting some young comedians, auditions, stuff like that.
It sounds like you're just sitting around fucking off is what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's part of it.
There's a little fucking off.
Listen, my email has never been cleaner.
Oh, you got saying? After 2 days.
Ooh,
you were responding quick on text.
Yeah.
You were ready.
I was sitting there just doing what I do.
Which is being on your phone. Now, how does it go over without giving too much detail in the way that you're comfortable, how does it go over at home when the man who's always out at night now has a 10 to 7 job?
It goes good because there would be no home if it wasn't for jobs. You see what I'm saying?
So you need jobs.
You gotta have jobs.
That's very important.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Yeah, I gotta feed Tiana, man.
Tiana?
Yeah.
You changed your baby's name?
No, but you know, gotta feed Tiana, man.
Who's Tiana? Oh, that's Biggie? Because I gotta feed Tiana, man.
Yeah.
Who
got
that?
It?
Is that Biggie?
It's Jay talking about Biggie's daughter.
Oh, yeah, because I gotta feed Tiana, man. Jay.
Yeah, gotta feed Tiana, man.
But you don't actually help Biggie's family.
No. I've purchased albums.
No, I'm not saying you haven't helped in your own way, but it's not the same kind of responsibility.
No.
Now, you said you specifically had something you wanted to talk about when we started. Was that it?
No.
What is it? I'm very excited now.
I got a bunch of nothing.
Because we were supposed to have a guest, guys, and now...
Is it not happening?
I mean, I can't imagine it's going to, considering he just hit me. I hit him. I send him a DM, and I go, yo, when you come up to the 8th floor...
DM? You don't have his...
No, I just gave my cell phone number. I said, go straight and walk left up the stairs, and then knock on the door of the 9th floor. And he wrote, bet, see you Friday. And I said, oh, no.
In case you're listening now, today's Wednesday.
Right. So yeah. That's impossible, what you just said. Happy birthday to Method Man, by the way.
Is today's Method Man's birthday?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Meth. Happy birthday, Meth.
What would you bet the odds are of his phone number being not only the right phone number, but him answering on his birthday?
Oh, I think I have a Meth phone number.
Well, let's try. I'll try mine.
Let me see which one you got.
I'll show you in a sec. Well, let's see if it rings first. And then I don't know how to do it with that when it's calling. There you go. All right. It's ringing. Oh, is it bad if the person just hangs up on you without... It didn't even go to voicemail. It just hung up.
You think he has your name in his phone?
Hey, Meth, it's Rosenberg. Siph and I...
Are you leaving a voicemail?
didn't even go to voicemail. You, how do you even do that? You what hang you up. Oh, you pick up then hang up.
You're dictating your text message.
Yeah.
Okay.
Simon, I just wanted to call and say happy birthday. But maybe he didn't see the number. I would hope that if it was me, if he had my number saved, I would hope he would at least send me to voicemail. Because the pickup and hang up.
Oh, you mean the pickup and hang up?
That's actually kind of genius when you think about it, though, because the person gets nothing from it. They can't even confirm anything.
Right.
They can't confirm they got your voicemail.
Yeah.
They can't confirm anything.
Nothing.
But I texted
him. Connection.
I texted him, and guess what? It went blue and delivered.
Oh.
So
he has an iPhone.
So this is probably the real number right now. It's probably active. I saw him recently and re-upped on this. And okay. I've posted very nice things about him today.
Okay.
What's your favorite Method Man moment?
Method Man moment?
Yeah, I said it.
I don't know. I don't think I have one.
You don't have a favorite Method Man moment?
Not really.
Hey, Joey, do you mind putting the internet back? I have a new computer. Do you mind putting the internet in it while I'm sitting here? Because I realize I don't have the... Thanks, man. I got a new computer. I'm out here.
Good for you.
How little attention have you been paying to this week's internet rap beef?
Zero.
What? But you're so into that kind of stuff.
No.
Joey Badass and Troy Ave?
Oh, is that why Troy Ave has a record called Badass?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay.
It is horrible. Horrible.
Why? What's the beef?
Well, the beef is...
Where's the beef?
Troy Ave used to say all this shit about weirdo rap. And... alluded to or mentioned directly. Thanks, Joe. Alluded to or directly said stuff about Joey.
Joey Badass. Okay.
And they had like little things, just went back and forth here and there. And then Joey dropped this record last week. Oh, I'm not plugged in anymore because I was trying to call Method Man, who disrespected me.
I know that song.
You heard the song. What do you think of it?
I put it on the Babe tape.
Uh-oh.
Pretty good.
Wait for the people for a second.
Is it Static Selecta?
Wait, I'll tell you. Wait, is it?
Static Selecta.
Yeah. Tell me, is you ready? Is you really ready? They ain't really ready. They ain't never ready. I was born ready. Now I'm coming heavy. I hope you're ready, cause it's gonna be a real long time I be around. To make way through the crowd. Swimming through a sea of people. Hope I don't drown. Just
trying to. There's a line in here.
See somebody stop me. And I'm a kamikaze. I'm on my foot. Probably see me on the new too. I feel like Victor Cruz, a giant from New York. I'm lacing up the boots, then I'm going f***ing long. So if you trying to score and make waves with the sound, I'm the one, even Ho said it. Though I was 17.
He had a line where he says, my man Kirk Knight sold more than Troy Ave.
Mm.
Right? And
this whole record is a diss or just...
No. What he says, my man Kirk Knight sold more than Troy Ave.
Okay.
Troy Ave then puts out a song called Badass, where he... is clearly trolling, goes after him the entire song, and the part that, if it sounds like I'm angry about it, I am, and I have expressed this to Troy Ave directly, is that...
You personally?
What'd you say?
You're saying you personally?
I'm personally angry about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Is that he said something along the lines of, your man, Capital Steez, is burning in hell.
Oh, that's the guy that... Did he kill himself?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not nice.
And then has continued in defending himself... to double down on it. He doubled down. I will say, when someone says something that's fucking insane and wrong, it's like Manny Pacquiao last week. When Manny Pacquiao said the anti-gay shit, and then people got mad at him, at first he apologized, and then he was like, you know what? Fuck it. And just made it worse. So I respect that what Troy said since then has been so mind-numbingly stupid. Like, he called Sway, and Sway was like, why are you saying these things? Like, you shouldn't say things like that. And he's like, and he said, nah, because like, and then continued to double down on it and say, like, basically because he killed himself, he's a bozo and a weirdo.
Oh.
And I'm like, dude, what, why are you? And he said, you know, this is amazing. He goes, you can like learn a lot from someone by the people they keep around themselves. And Joey kept someone around him who killed himself. I keep people around me who kill other people.
Oh. That's bad.
Bad. Bad. And I went back and forth with him over text.
Ugh.
And I was like, bro, you're wrong. The sooner you realize you're wrong, the better off you'll be. And this, he was just like, nah. And he told me I was playing politics with him. I'm like, politics? You offended me. I'm offended that you would diss a kid who died.
Yeah.
I'm offended.
Who was troubled, obviously.
Who obviously had depression. And you're telling me that because you're like using some guise of religion, like you're religious, so your suicide's bad, but all your music's about like crack
and murder's not bad.
And murder's not bad. You're trying to suggest to me that murdering yourself is worse than murdering other people? I know. In fact, I am willing to double down on the fact that if you were to meet God, if this thing existed, God would be like, well, no, certainly the worst thing you could do is kill someone else. I'd prefer you don't kill yourself either. Right. But nothing's worse than killing someone else.
Yeah.
What are you saying? So anyways, that was this week's internet beef.
Ugh. Sounds boring.
Yeah, well, no. Yeah, it was, but it was so offensive that it actually was a little not boring.
How is it over there at Rap Life? You live the rap life.
I'm halfway in there. I'm halfway in that
Good
rap
for
life.
You, man.
Yeah, I'm halfway in there.
Good for you with your rap life.
Let's see.
Hey, by the way, fuck rap life.
I heard today something interesting. I found out today that, I'm not going to go into details here because I don't know much about it.
Okay.
But that Hot hired someone who was fired from Power.
Okay.
I heard that.
Well, who's been fired from Power recently?
The problem is the person's not very well known. So okay. It's not even I don't want to blow up spots or I don't know if it's new.
Well, good thing you brought up something you can't talk about or discuss. What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Sorry, you're right. If more information comes out and I get confirmation.
On the air?
The guy who did the real late Jace on Power 105 got fired.
Yeah, I know him.
And has been hired as like a board op at Hot.
Oh. I know that guy.
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
No thoughts.
No thoughts whatsoever.
I think he went to high school with my wife or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll fucking kill him.
Is it Joe Vaughn?
What did he say to her? Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, that's how I...
Did you look at her crazy?
Probably.
All right. Well, then guess what? There's problems out here.
Yeah. Why would they hire him?
I don't know. I just wanted the same thing.
It's weird.
Like, no shots. I wish everyone the best, but like, Hot doesn't generally do a lot of that.
Yeah.
So it makes you go, who made that decision?
Right. And why? There's plenty of people around the station that want to be board ops.
Right. By the way, you know what's crazy, Syfe? I got to say this.
I know a lot of things that are crazy.
Jen from Brooklyn now has a Sunday show.
She hit me. And you know why I like Jen? Because I don't fuck with Jen like that.
No, of course
not. I don't fuck with none of y'all like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas is bitches.
Right.
But. She hit me and said, she always hits me randomly when something good happens for her at the station.
And thanks you.
And thanks me. And that is the fucking and most incredible thing someone could do for me.
I got to tell you, though, and I don't give you credit for a lot of things because I generally think, and I say this with all due respect.
Yeah. Well, how much respect?
All do.
Okay.
So however much you deem that to be.
Yeah, I like a lot.
You're a piece of shit.
Right.
But you do a great job always when you tell a story acknowledging who put you on.
Yes.
So
it's important to me.
So it's nice that Jen, the second anything happens. So Jen has now been given official show on Sunday. Drewski's on all the time.
Yeah.
Basically 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And
I wanted Drewski to do well when I left. I didn't know he was going to take over Hot Nights.
Yeah, you didn't know that he, like, literally every shift that you would have had had you still been around would have been taken by Drewski anyway.
Right.
He literally does, like, he's the go-to fill-in guy at the radio station.
Great. Great.
Hip-Hop Mike now has been given overnights.
Okay.
So we now have three people.
Overnights? Who was doing it before?
They've been, like, switching off who's doing it.
Okay.
Drewski did it for a while.
Right.
It's like it's
Hip-Hop Mike's on the air. That's good.
Yeah, I'm really happy for him. I haven't even heard what he did last night. He did his first shift last night, but he's going to be starting in a couple of weeks doing it like 4 or 5 nights a week.
Mm.
So I'm happy. You know, he's surprised. He came into this kind of the way Jen did, Andrewski, with the mindset of like, this could be a long, 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 long time. And he's only been there as a staff member probably 3 years.
He's been around.
He's been around a little longer than that, though.
Yeah, he's been around.
I mean, listen.
Well, who cares about any of these people?
Everyone here knows our extended family. What about
fuck these people?
That's not nice. What about Billy June?
Fuck Billy June.
Billy June. By the way, Billy June is now on Hip Hop Mike's podcast, which is hilarious.
Officially?
Yeah, I saw this week they made an announcement like joining the podcast. Billy June. So if you already are a listener to DJ Juanito and Hip Hop Mike's podcast, know that they now added Billy June to the fray.
Yo, listen. Juanep fans that came to see me on this Michael Che tour, I fuck with you. I fuck with them. All
right? Okay, that's nice.
First of all, every show I went to, there was 1UP fans. And it's fucking weird. I go on the road with Michael Che to do comedy, right? He's obviously a star on Saturday Night Live. But we've come to the conclusion that black people don't watch Saturday Night Live.
Right.
So
completely reasonable. And white people watch it to a point that I actually think like they're like, it's weird that they're still watching it that much.
Yeah, they love it.
They never give up.
It's ingrained in American society.
They don't give up, no matter how bad it's in a run of being at any point. Yeah, they don't give up. Yeah.
But like, so we'll do spot. Like, we have a game we play of like, who's gonna spot who? Like, you see this guy coming, you think he's gonna spot you or me? Or you see someone look at us, and you could tell they recognize
someone.
Someone. So like, who is it? You or me? Who are you? Is me?
Me. You. Me.
And like,
me,
if
you.
It's like a blonde white girl, it's him all day. But then if it's like some hippity hoppity kid. Yo, Syfe, what's up? What up for life? Yo, who's your man?
Who's your man?
This is Michael Che on Saturday Night Live. I don't watch TV.
Okay, you don't have to insult him. You know who I saw recently?
I didn't finish my shout-outs.
Oh, that was it? Oh, you're giving me shout-outs? Oh, it's a shout-out list.
But this is
let me see if I
all
shout
the
out.
Fans.
I'm going to see if I have shout-out music. Hold on.
But there was two guys that I met in Portland. Aaron and...
Shout-out song. Hold on. All right.
Okay, Aaron and Ronan the DJ.
Is it not DJ Ronan from here?
I don't think so.
Okay, there's a DJ Ronan here too.
They both work for Discogs.
You know, so, Peter Rosenberg is very active on Discogs.
Okay, so they want me to tell you that when you're fucking looking up facts about hip-hop, why are you going to Wikipedia, which is probably not all correct? You should be going to the database
on Discogs.
Discogs.
And do they know that I'm all, do they are they aware that I'm a serious Discogs user? Or do they have
know.
No idea?
I don't know, but you should hit these guys up. This is shout out music.
It's not bad. I made it up, but I kind of like it for shout out music.
All right, so shout out DJ Marvel.
We're still going. More shout outs?
DJ Marvel from Vancouver.
All right.
Who let me rock
you
with
were him. In Vancouver too?
Yeah.
Safe. Do you Portland? Ever go home?
No, I don't know where home is.
I have a question. When your wife, when you show up and the whole apartment's packed up,
yeah,
and you do you maybe we could put the 1UP studio in your barren apartment.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You already have your sneakers there. We'll set up the turntables. Because when you come home one day and her and the baby and everything's gone, and she's like, "Here's dear John, I don't remember the last time I saw you, so I'm gone."
Okay, who's John?
You go, who's John? When she writes you a John Deere letter, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
when were you in Vancouver?
I was on a tour, not a tour, but a run. Oh, we were in San Francisco.
With Che?
Yeah.
Oh, so you did a second run with Che.
Yeah.
Got it.
San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Vancouver.
Hey, can you guys get my friend Daryl at the door?
Is this Quartermain?
Yes.
Okay.
The Quartermain.
Okay.
By the way, a 1UP listener every single week. He hears it maybe the hour it comes out, I get the feedback.
Right. But a lot of people were telling me that, but DJ Marvel... Great guy. Shout to Cardinal Official, who's a
regular.
Hardcore listener.
I know.
Thank you.
Thank you. And he's your friend. And you're also your dear friend.
Yeah. The Tracy Clardy episode got a lot of love.
Yeah, people like that.
Who else I got a shout out? Oh, she wasn't with me. You?
Gabby was with you? Or is Gabby wants a shout out?
With me.
Who's Gabby Jr. that you brought with you, by the way?
Oh, that's Kelly. So Kelly works for Impractical Jokers.
Okay, got it.
And she's Billy June's boss. And they call him Billy June.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Wait, so she's Billy June's boss?
Yeah, right. Are you his boss?
Kind of.
Yeah.
But he doesn't work at Impractical Jokers.
He did today. He's a freelancer.
Oh, because he's a freelancer.
Yeah.
But that's coincidental. But you're obviously a big hip-hop head.
No, but what do you mean coincidental?
Big 1UP fan.
She's, okay. Well, say no more.
I saw Kelly on, I feel like, Juanito's Instagram. Because it was with Billy June. It was like, oh, Billy June.
It wasn't some weird
Kelly.
Like ass pick, was it? With her like on a bed?
No. They were at some kind of event.
That would have been weird.
Was that Juanito's birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was there. Did we hang out?
We didn't.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
It was a nice time.
But she's great. Kelly's great.
She seems cool and she looks like a Carhartt girl.
Yeah.
Right? Look at them both. They look like they're fucking Carhartt girl twins today.
Yeah.
Look
Kelly's,
at them.
Kelly's sneaker
Supreme hat.
Crazy.
She's wearing a shirt that says Rudy Toot Toot. Okay, that's fine, but still, it's still in the font of Run DMC, rather like you know the Run DMC style. She's wearing patent leather black Jordan 4s.
Yeah.
Sneaker game
What are they?
Oreo.
Or the Oreos. Sorry, the Oreos. So, I mean, stop it. Is she a Carhartt girl?
Shout out to everyone that works in Dip, the hip-hop clothing store type of thing in Vancouver, and the guy Martini, the owner.
Okay.
Great guy.
Fan of 1UP, or they just knew you?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you get more Hot 97 or more 1UP?
Now, 1UP.
Really, it's passing.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Because guess what?
We might want to take 1UP a little more seriously.
I've been trying. Can you tell Syf that? Well, we're going to figure it out. By the way, my friend Daryl Quarterman is here. Daryl, say hello.
Hey, guys. What's
because, by the way, apparently Daddy Ostet, who's going to be our guest today, texted me like moments ago and was like, what's up with Friday? So I'll see you Friday. And I was like, no. It's supposed to be right now. So,
traffic is crazy.
It's but so he's not making it late. That's not even an option.
Her Hillary's here.
By the way, Hillary's here?
She had Jacob.
She's a Jacob the jeweler?
Said Jacob. How did you hear
Jacob
that?
Jacob Javits. Got it.
Oh, Jacob
the jeweler? So, by the way, Syf, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
Daryl, at some point recently.
Billy. Oh, I still have Billy the Kid on my phone.
All right, hold on. We'll get back
It's called Billy. I don't want to. I got to call him. Answer.
Let's see what he says. Billy June. He's popping now.
Billy. Billy.
What's good?
What's up?
I was supposed to call you guys.
Oh, well, yeah, what's up, Billy June? How are you?
I'm good.
Billy June, do you know I have you in my phone under Billy the Kid, because that's what I originally used to call you.
I know, that's the original name.
Yeah, but now it's Billy June.
How are you doing these days, Billy
June? Whatever you want.
Billy June, are you doing well these days? You got a lot popping. You've been named officially to the Feed the Meter podcast. Are you happy? Oh, your thing fell out.
Oh, sorry.
Your thing. What are you doing? Wait, you're happy? Did you say you're happy as fuck?
Yeah.
Really? That's good. Why? So you're happy? You're doing all this different stuff, and
yeah.
Are you getting
I just had a nice date?
You had a date?
I just had a date.
With who? Well, it's a little early to be over. It's not even 8 o'clock yet.
Well, we got out of work really early. I was with your girls that are with you right now.
Well, okay.
So wait, you had a date with them?
No, I got set up.
Who the fuck are you dating?
Who was the date with, Billy?
Juanito set me up.
You were on a date with Juanito?
No, that's I got set up by Juanito.
Okay, with who? With who is the girl?
She is, she works in the industry.
Yeah.
She's a little bit older than me.
Okay.
She has a son.
Oh, well, you see, I think I totally see you as a stepdad.
And we were supposed to go out on Monday when I was off, and she bailed on me.
All right, you don't have to tell that part. How'd it go today, though?
We had a really good date.
Did you get a little smooch action at the end?
No, it wasn't like that. She had to go home and cook for her friend.
Your future son. So, by the way, you could soon be from Billy the Kid to Billy June to Billy the Dad.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, and he's a lot. He's like half my age, so he could probably like.
How old is he?
He's 13.
Oh my God! So he could beat the shit out of
he
you.
He could probably beat the living.
Probably, unless he has a serious problem or is confined to a wheelchair, he can beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
And where did you go on this date, Billy?
Juanito called during the date like an asshole.
Want to check
well,
out?
Well, you're calling during the podcast like an asshole, so you're even.
Good point.
Well, I was told to call you guys.
Where did you go on the date, Billy June?
She told me to meet her by West 4th Street at some, like, sushi, like, seafood place.
All right.
Sushi place.
All right, Billy June, I have
seafood, oysters, all that shit.
Billy June, I have good news and bad news.
It wasn't bad.
No, I have good news and bad news.
What's the good news and the bad news?
Well, I know you had been talking to Syf about doing his improv show on Friday.
I honestly didn't even know about it until after the date. I just saw all those texts.
What? The bad news is you may not be doing it.
That's fine.
The good news is Daddy Ostet from Stetsasonic, I think maybe he's going to be doing it.
Did you ask him?
No, but I will. He obviously is free at 7:30 on Friday.
Right.
So I think, why not? So the good news, it's bad news for you, but it would be good news for Syf. Because he's a real, you would agree he's a big upgrade from you.
Yeah, of course.
But we love you, Billy June, and we're happy to hear that you're on a podcast with these guys, and we're happy for you, Billy June.
What's happening? Where are you, Billy June?
Billy, what are you doing?
My phone died because it was too cold, so I'm sitting at a bar having a drink.
Okay.
By the way, you know, some people when their phone dies go home. They don't go straight to a bar to recharge.
Well, my phone died, and I didn't feel like going home and not knowing, like, what was going on.
Are you an alcoholic, Billy June?
No, I'm not.
How often do you drink? How many days a week?
Not that many.
Just give me a rough number. I could tell you for me, for example, probably one, usually max two. If I have a really crazy week, like where I'm out of town or something, we're looking at three.
Say two to three.
Okay. Just checking. We're checking on you, Billy June. Checking on you.
I'm good.
All right. Go get your dick wet.
I'm just going to go home. That shit's over with tonight.
Well, you can still get your dick wet at home. You can put it in the toilet.
Get your dick wet home.
Pour a glass of water and put your dick in it. And then you should put it on Instagram. And if you do that, put it on Instagram.
What?
All right, your phone sounds horrible. Bye, Billy.
Bye.
Well, the incomparable.
Okay.
Billy
June.
He's
gone.
So how do you feel about this?
How do I feel about what?
Safe. Well, by the way, for people who remember, loyal WANAP listeners, remember Daryl. He co-hosted an episode once. When you got pulled into a meeting, and it was the no ID episode, actually. Is that right, Daryl?
That was a big day at Hot.
It was a big, it was the shakeup day. Big shakeup day.
Which day? Why was I in a meeting?
Was it C? No.
Yeah,
it was C?
Yeah.
Some shit was going down, and someone was like, and they pulled you, you got pulled in somewhere.
That's not when I got.
No, you didn't.
That's not when I left, though.
That's not when you caught the hammer.
Some heavy set girl.
Here we go.
In Seattle.
Yes.
Said she used to listen to me on the Hot 97.5.
Okay.
And why did I get fired? And she wanted to get naked with me.
She told you that?
Yeah.
How heavy was she?
Not crazy heavy.
But heavy enough that you didn't want her to get naked?
I did. Yeah. I don't want those people to get naked anyway.
What do you mean those people?
You know, those people that are drunk. Wanting to freely get naked without any coaxing, you know what I'm saying? Without any kind of like, hey, maybe we should get naked.
Someone that asks.
Like some resistance, you know?
Yeah.
It was just a blatant street offer of nakedness. I was like, ugh.
That might also be where you are, though.
Huh?
That might have been where you are.
What do you mean?
In the North Pacific Northwest.
You know, they're a lot more open and free.
So
we're hippy dippy.
Yeah.
So the question I have about Daryl is, at some point, Daryl, what happened to your tooth?
It fell out.
I don't know how often that happens to normal civilized people.
It happens to 30-year-olds all the time.
It does?
Yes.
Why?
I was born with too many teeth.
Literally?
If you really want to get into it.
Oh my God, this is a huge discovery.
They were going to extract it, and one day woke up, bit down on something, shit just popped out, saved some money.
So you think this is normal?
To have extra teeth? No, that's not.
Okay, hold on. So here's the funny part. So he comes to town at some point and his tooth is gone.
Yo, my tooth has been gone for a year. Thank you for noticing.
This one?
Yes.
You didn't lose another one, right?
No.
Okay, I got scared for a second. So he goes, we're talking about what he's going to do. And he's like, I might, you know, get it this, get that. And then he was just like, nah, you know, I might just leave it out. Give me character. Is it true? No, here's my question. Is it really going well, or does it give you the character of a homeless person?
No, it's going very well. It's going very well.
Do you think it means you're always a well put together guy?
Yes.
But do you think it means you have to be extra well put together? Because the second you go somewhere with sweatpants and a t-shirt on, missing a tooth, you become homeless.
Depends what type of sweatpants you got on first.
Good point. Fashion sweats are different.
If you're doing fashion sweats, you're all right.
That's right.
But sometimes you don't want to be too dry. You don't want to be too proper. So there's times where you got to do high low. The teeth are low right now.
Does it get questions?
Nah, not at all.
No one says anything.
Yo, you make it sound like my teeth are fucked up.
No, man. No, his teeth look fine except
for the angle you're at.
Oh, the angle right now is insane. Can you even
notice this guy? But if you look straight away,
do you notice his eye?
No, no.
You can't even notice it
at all. It's pearly.
It's pearly. It's pearly from the side, though. It's just
You know Quartermain Daryl here is our missing link. You know that, right?
To me and you?
Yeah.
Yes. What's the connection again? The Riz?
Riz, yeah. NYU.
He used to intern at the NYU radio station.
That was young, yeah.
With Mayhem?
Yeah, Mayhem, Sunset.
Sunset.
Oh, I mean, God. Mayhem and Riz, basically.
Wait, yeah. And did you guys have crossover time?
I mean,
you mean when Riz...
When Riz was heavy.
Left BAU.
Yeah, and he was doing the Thursday nights up there.
Went to NYU, yeah. That was different than the...
Wednesday
Mayhem,
night.
Mayhem, Miss...
Martin Moore
show,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that was a little... A little slower, a lot more talking, and then when Riz would come in on Thursday, just murder it.
Just straight, like joints.
Hip hop is a small community, though, man.
So I know. He was an intern there, and then apparently, I guess he went down to D.C. to.
Which I should not have done. Well, I wouldn't have met you, though.
You wouldn't thank you, Daryl. That's sweet.
You know what I mean?
We've had a great
life
together. Why
shouldn't you have gone to D.C.? You think it was a mistake?
I left New York at the height. Yeah, he really did. Everything.
You left it. Considering he's
96?
Still.
That was the wrong time to leave New York.
He's still in love with hip hop. He pursued it, and he left.
Yeah.
To go to Maryland.
I follow.
Wait, for college, though.
You know,
for kids, college?
Yeah, for kids listening out there. No, it's not. Follow your dreams. You can always go back to school. Get your shit popping when you're 17, 18.
I'm trying to wait.
That's the best way to do it.
I'm trying to wait a couple more years and then do the Rodney Dangerfield back to school move.
You can always go back to
school. You really might do it?
Yeah, I want to go back to
school. But also, there's such comedy there, too. You get such comedy inspiration from doing that.
I'll get some great shit.
But you should do full go back because you're not home anyway. Move in. Live in a fucking dorm.
That's what I want. I want to pledge.
There's no point in going to college if you're not doing the dorm life.
No, you got to live the dorm. You got to live the whole thing.
I want to pledge. I want to smoke weed.
Yo, start over again. So last week I drove to Bristol to do ESPN, and I just went on the Google and looked up Funtmaster Flex Mix Show, which I occasionally do. And I stumbled on his Mixcloud page for Flex. Yo.
What year is this?
By the way, this is posted by It's DJ Eclipse.
Oh.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, halftime show just went off, right?
I don't know.
Scythe's the wrong one, Dad.
Scythe.
What's halftime?
NYU? Eclipse show at NYU.
I don't know.
The takeover. Way to keep up with him.
Yeah, for Scythe. So let me tell you something. One thing Scythe doesn't do. Keep up.
Oh, no, going backwards.
This is what is this on? Kiss?
Mix? No. This is like
A recent.
I think it's early
old
90s.
Night.
No, because it's Friday Night Street Jam. It says. Let's see when it gets to newer music.
Oh yeah,
that's 93.
Could be. Yeah. This song, the ship goes down. Yeah, ship goes down. This is first album's 91, so this is 93. Here we go. Some flex scratches.
Drag.
Pull it back. Pause.
I love the sound of old radio tapes, man.
They sound
that crispiness. Yeah.
Flex has moments at this point in time. The one I was listening to was 94 or something. Where he mixes into the third verse.
Yeah.
He's cutting the song into
every
the third
song.
Verse.
Yeah. Which song is it?
Every song. Everything. I mean, he would do one where he cuts into the second verse, then he'll mix a record.
He's feeling it down there.
And then some of the drops are so good. Some of the people are so, with all due respect. It's like, you know when I say that, what I mean. All due respect.
Yeah, all due. As much respect as you
As much respect I can possibly come up with. Are so unknown.
No, it's not all the respect you could come up with.
What do you mean?
It's the respect that's due.
Right. That is due to themselves.
Yeah. Sometimes it's more for other people than.
By the way, in the one I was listening to last week, Angie barely talked. He kept talking to Angie, and she was a little bit like one word. What?
How many did he post?
It's different people who posted them. So if you search on, I'm looking right now
on Mixcloud, just Flex. Friday
yeah, but then here's some like 2/7/2016. I'm good.
No.
Love you, Flex. I'm good. But then like 94, 95. Dude, it's a lot of like
Mixcloud, if you had
Cartridge,
you can't download from there.
That's
though,
the
right?
Worst part of Mixcloud.
Here we go.
Flex on Hot 97. Kick it out.
Who was that?
See where he goes. Oh, this is Insane in the Brain. Not when the ship goes down. I'm an asshole.
Oh, I thought you meant
same album. It's the same single anyway.
Gunshot.
Oh, I think he played a drop mid-song. Thought he was out.
Yo, you get me upset.
Protect your neck right after.
You think that's where he's going?
I think that's it.
By the way, I respect this picture. Whoever put this up, it's DJ Eclipse. The picture in the background of Funkmaster Flex is a picture of a cassette laying on the Technics mixer.
Ooh.
I wish I had one of those, man.
The Jazzy Jeff joint?
Yeah.
The wooden.
No, not the wooden one, the black.
Okay.
With the extra
gold?
Black and gold with the extra fader inside. You have one?
Yeah, no. I have the DMC mixer.
Still? You still have it?
Yeah.
Works?
Yeah. It's hooked up in the basement. Mm.
This one, though, everyone loved it. I remember our boy Barry Reds had the Techniques mixer, and he was a huge scratcher. He was one of those dudes at a college radio show. He had just learned to DJ. He was an incredible natural, though. And he would literally just get on the air,
No fear, Podcoys here in the hood listening to Fox. He's got the
flavor. Who was that?
Paco? He was on the air back in the day.
There was just a Paco drop from another DJ.
Paco was the man at that time.
I know. What record is this?
Oh.
Hey, girlfriend, who's that on the radio?
Yeah.
This is a 45 break.
Yeah, it's just a 45 break. What was I just saying before I started playing them? I was asking you a question.
You were all over the place. Fader, the Technique mixer?
Oh, Barry was like a natural mixer, but he would cut for 3 hours. It was the late night show. They did 3 to 6 in the morning, and he would literally just play like, you know, fucking super underground rap and cut the entire time. And his mixer wore out so fast. That Techniques mixer was like the faders would
go fast.
That's what you did at those times, man.
If there's a mixer that has a fader that's easy to replace, there's a reason. If the fader's easy to replace, it always needs to be replaced. By the way, I'm glad that we've stepped into this news.
Your by the way game is crazy.
Like in an impressive way or bad?
Like all over the place, yo.
I'll by the way you all day. By the way, Saif. By the way, you know what I want to shout out?
What's that?
Squarespace.
Ooh.
Yeah. Shout out to Squarespace. How's your mom's website coming?
Oh, it's amazing.
I'm being serious, though. Don't lie.
No, I'm serious. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I don't want weird one-uppers on it.
Your mom's not going to do any like weird stuff on her website, is she?
Oh, not that one.
She has a different website for that.
Yeah, a different one for weird stuff.
Okay. All right. Very, very good. I'm looking forward to that. How's your website work coming? Because, like, you know, a lot of people don't realize this. You don't know how to use a computer in a basic way that humans do.
Not at all. I was watching the Steve Jobs movie.
Oh, that must have been confusing
for you. I want to go back to one of those computers, the old ones, because that looked a little easier to use.
I know, it's tough for you. I went on Saif's computer recently, and he was still using Netscape Navigator. And I was like, no, Saif, no.
Well, you can't use that?
No, that doesn't exist anymore. So I gave him Safari, and I was like, try this. And then I come back a week later, he's built an entire website with Squarespace, because that's how easy it is to use Squarespace.
Well, and that's the only thing I know how to do on there.
Is build a website. But isn't that unbelievable? You could build a blog, you build a story, you could build a website, all with Squarespace. And if you use the code ONEAPP, they'll take special care of you.
Exactly.
Because they're fans of ONEAPP also. Which reminds me, I need to give another shout out.
Okay.
You ready for it?
Yeah.
Guess who it's for?
Not sure.
Our friends at Bevel.
Ooh.
Yeah. Clean. And they have a new situation right now. So if you're trying to get your shave right and you're trying to support the ONEAPP Scene podcast. Matter of fact, I like Bevel so much, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to give them the shout out music.
Wait for it.
Hold on, Bevel. I got you. Weird breathing. Oh. Finna get a loot. All right, so here's the deal. If you head over to getbevel.com, the first month is free with the code WANEPFREE.
Yes.
All right? You have to use the code WANEPFREE, and they will hook you up with a razor that's unlike anything you've ever seen. If you have coarse, you know, thick hair. Look at that coarse hair on Quarterman's face.
I was about to tell you, why don't you give your friend Quarterman here a Bevel, because he has one of those.
Trimmer. I heard they got the trimmer.
Oh, the trimmer's coming.
Give me the trimmer.
All right.
He's got a thick, coarse, black beard. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And I meant that like a pirate.
No, it's almost like his Native American nickname.
Yeah.
Blackbeard.
Right.
Blackbeard Quarterman. The first month is free if you go to getbevel.com and use that code WANEPFREE. Thank you, Bevel. I like that we've turned into a new era of ONEAPP where sometimes if we don't have a guest or something, we can just play random old things. And people like it.
That's what you like to do?
That's like kind of where I'm at now. I like playing like a random flex mix and just seeing what he was doing. Because I realized, you know, it dawned on me when I talked to Tracy after the podcast. She was like, that was a really great interview. You know, but I realized that people aren't prepared. You mentioned it. They're not prepared for the level of detail we have to get to. And she was like, no, you guys are great. She kind of made fun of us for like going off on tangents and our own opinions all the time. And I'm like, and I could be wrong. Maybe our listeners don't like this. But I always assume that if you're a hardcore, if you're like one of our P1s, as you would say, you're really heavy deep.
Yeah.
You're into the podcast.
Yep.
That our stupid little behind the scenes insight, particularly if it comes to Hot 97, is kind of part of the whole. I think we're all happy about the song that's coming in right now.
Yeah. Cardi, Cardinal Fishout was telling me that sometimes he listens to Juan Epp. And we have a guest, or maybe we're doing one of these, talk shit, play some old shit, gives you some memories, and you laugh a lot. But he was saying the one with Tracy is the best because, of course, there's way more we could get into. But the little things that we do get into, you can never hear anywhere else. Where would anyone ask those type of questions that we asked Tracy Clardy to get to those stories? Nobody even asking those questions. Why would you? The stupid question.
Yeah, exactly. It's for a very limited and specific audience.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like other podcasts are really great, but if you're especially, I guess our podcast is perfect if you love hip hop, but you also have a little side interest in like radio and things of media and that nature. It makes it a little extra interesting, particularly if you have a fascination with New York. In that time, it's a different animal. For example, who else is going to play just a random episode of Funmaster Flex that you can find on the internet yourself?
And we're commenting on it. Please help.
This one's bad. This sounds horrible.
Oh, it's coming back. I think it was a bad cart. I think the cart might have been bad. Flex, time to... Hey, 1994 Flex, replace the cart of that drop you just played. Let's hear the cuts here. Let's do the cuts here.
E-Swift was a monster, yo.
Beats?
E-Swift? Yeah. Nice.
He's still coming back, right? Here we go.
Licks get no love.
We'll get there, I agree.
Nowhere.
He's got to do the double up. He's got to do the double up still. He's going to cut into the double up. Dip. He's done.
I think
he didn't know this record that well.
No, I think
it's a tough record to cut, honestly. It's busy.
Why would he not cut up that Slick Rick part? I think the record might skip.
Then I don't.
Yeah. You know when the record skips, you're like, ah, fuck it.
The record skips?
Maybe like in the headphones.
One. In the headphones, it was skipping. Yeah, he's done. This is quick.
Second vinyl might have been warped.
Yeah, sometimes it happens. You try to use both. But there are some DJs, though, like Scratch. There are some DJs who are so good that, like, it's as if even when a record's terrible, it doesn't skip on them.
Yeah, I saw Scratch cutting up some 45s on his
Instagram.
You saw that
yesterday? Bro, do you understand?
It's disgusting.
It is so... I mean, listen, not only does it show incredible skill, it shows a great, and that he has the right choice of everything. His needles, his setup, everything he has is done to perfection. And then he is just so soft-handed. Don't get me wrong, I hate Scratch. Hate him. He's got everything. He looks down his nose at me every time I tell him I bought a record that was expensive. He rolls his eyes as if, how could I sell out so bad and pay that money for it?
Mm.
Like I paid last week, I think I paid $100 for Billy Squire, the Big Beat.
Yeah.
He's like, I got 6 copies. I'm like, well, that's you. No one else.
Well, he travels.
And he's been
or used to.
He's been buying them since they were coming out new. Like, so what's rare? And I watched his Crate Diggers for Fuse, and he talked about that. How like for DJs, what's considered valuable is so arbitrary because. It can, you know, some things are just rare. There's no getting around it. It's just rare. But some stuff is pretty random. Like some of the stuff that I hold nearest and dearest out of my new 45 collection, some people might not give a shit. By the way, I got contacted today about doing a Crate Diggers for Fuse. I'm
What's
very
crate
excited.
Diggers?
You got mentioned on a Gene Brown interview the other day.
Who the fuck is Gene Brown? Why don't I know anything that's happening in the world?
Who you mad at? Me or yourself? Tell us life who Gene Brown is.
Gene Brown is, I mean, I've heard of Gene Brown for so long, and it's funny that I'm just seeing information on him. He's like the record collector of record collectors.
Gene Brown.
Yeah, like he's the person you call in, like if you're looking for certain records and you can't find them, or you just don't want to waste time finding them. He's the person
I actually bought from him a little while ago, and he hit me up. He drives around. He'll come to town with like a car full of, a van full of records. Yeah. And just sell shit from his van. I bought a lot of shit from him. But I also feel weird buying from people because once they show you shit, like, for example, I know some things, I don't know other things, right? So he might show me, put me onto a record. That was deep, I know. He might put me onto a record.
Where that's not like, just about records.
No, it's life. Okay. He'll be like, you need this record. And I'll be like, okay. And I'll get it. And it was worthwhile. But then at the same time, when you're buying from other people, you're buying a bunch, you don't have time to look at them. Like, I got a couple home and they were like a little rough. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like frustrated because when you're in the
what
moment,
do you mean
rough, like Skippy, just kind of dirty.
Yeah.
And like when you're in the moment with someone and they're offering, you're taking their time, I feel bad saying no to stuff, which
as
I know is stupid.
To like digging
if,
you pay, on your own,
if I'm on a store, I don't feel bad
money
at all.
For right. anything, take your time. Period.
But like I was in a situation when I bought from him, I didn't have that much time. So he had, I just had tons of shit and I'm like going through it. I'm trying to go fast. And even at a store, I'm such a fucking guilt-ridden Jew. When I go to a record store, I go in every city to random stores. And when I walk in, if I spend more than 5 minutes there, I'm buying something. Like I like to support the record store. I want people to walk into record stores and buy something. But it might be something cheap. But yeah. I didn't realize that he was... Did they show his collect? They showed his collect.
No, it was a written interview. I think it was with Noisy or Vice, one of them. I read it the other night. But you were mentioned as a hip hop star, Peter Rosenberg.
Oh, yeah, that's that.
I was like, whoa.
Well, really?
Yeah.
That's mage.
Did they fact check that at all?
I don't know.
How do they even say that? It's weird.
Yeah.
Did they mentioned as someone who's bought from him?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. He sells way better people than me.
He sells to hip hop stars like I think Tip and Peter Rosenberg.
Look at you!
Thank you,
Tip and Peter Rosenberg.
I'm honestly quite honored by that. Although we did not hear back from Method Man, Syfe.
Yeah,
not hear back. Where do you rank Method Man, Syfe? I know you don't rank, but how great do you think he is?
G-Code loves Method Man.
Apparently. But guess what? And Syfe, I don't want to be disrespectful to our friend and your assistant.
Okay.
Because, and she won't admit this, but every woman who loves Method Man thinks he's talented and amazing, but they also want to touch his cock.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Oh, she's not even blushing. She's smiling like ear to ear.
Looked right in your eye.
Yeah, she was like, and? She was basically like, yup,
and?
Bring on the cock. I got into a huge fight today on the air with Laura and Scotty Beam because I brought up Method Man and they started blushing. And I'm like, you guys would both have sex with Method Man. And they're both like, no, we wouldn't.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, I don't understand why can't women just say yes he's talented, yes he's amazing, and yes I would have sex with him. I'm okay. I'm not gonna judge you. You think I've been hearing that my female friends wanted to sleep with Method Man since I was 14. You think I'm gonna be offended just because you say it? I think my wife would just walk out of the room if Meth was like, yo, why don't you come with me? I'd be like, but Alexa, we're friends, and the door would just slam in my face, and I'd be like, well, it's kind of a bummer. He's
and
a handsome man.
You're mad at your wife after that?
I'm more mad at Lauren Scotty Beam for lying.
Oh.
I'd rather have you just be like, yes, I'm going to do this right now. Good night and good luck. Edward R. Murrow, walk out the door. Don't lie to me. If I bring up someone attractive, I tell you that I think Rihanna's hot, I'm telling you right now, that means I'm going to fuck her.
Oh.
Given the opportunity. I'd do anything. I told my wife. I said, it's official. She's the one on my list. And I know I could easily bump into her somewhere. And, yeah. If she gave me, for some reason, she was having some weird, she was drunk, she was like, I want to fuck a gross Jew.
Right.
I'd be like, I'll do it.
Yeah, I'm here.
I will
here
do I it. And it's not out of the complete realm of possibility.
It's not.
It's not, right?
It's not. It's
that
not,
Rihanna
it's
could
not.
Have a night where she's like, maybe you're that weird slob from the radio. Fuck it. Never know.
No. You never know. I've seen you around women. You're half charming.
I'm half charming.
Yeah. I don't think she lets you fuck.
What would she like? She'd make cuddle.
Eat the box now.
Cuddle and
like,
go down on her?
I'll let you eat the box if you want.
I think I'd do that. I think Alexa would be cool with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
That story would be phenomenal. I tell.
Isn't that some crazy shit?
Everyone.
Riri could just walk up to somebody and be like, yo, you trying to eat the box?
But don't you think most
97 out of 100 probably would say yeah.
No, but don't you think most beautiful women could do that? You should have seen G-Code when she was standing with all the old school rappers at B.B. King's.
Oh, yeah?
Could have done the same thing. I'm telling you right now. She could have
a little blush there.
She could have had a three-way. It could have been her, Melly Mel, and Cooler. Having the old school three-way of the cinch. Yo, Sy, don't you think the perspective, one of the best things about our life is, I think, the perspective that we get to have on a lot of like old school legends.
Like, why? Because we see them like
in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You're able to see like the good, some of the bad, some of the ugly, like some really nice moments, some moments you wish you could forget.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a couple of people I wish I never met. Or like when I'm on the road with Che, like he talks about people, he's like, yo, I never want to meet him. I never want to meet him because I don't want him to ruin the image that I have.
And I'll tell you right now, the older school they are, the less you probably want to meet them. Like if they go back to like 80.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. The old school cats are 50 and change now.
Not only that,
I don't really want to meet too many random 50-year-olds right now. Like,
exactly. 50 after 50 is when people start just not giving a fuck anymore. Their sense of decorum is just out the window.
How old is Herc?
Herc is probably close to 60. Right? So I was at an event somewhere, and I was sitting next to, will I say his name? No. One of the old school. Here's a hint. He raps like this.
Okay.
That era. Sitting next to me. And Vashti was being awarded something or whatever. And sitting there. And Vashti and I are, I would call us almost friends now. We were friendly at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there. And I just am hearing these old school guys next to me.
Just rumbling.
Saying the worst.
Oh, you told me this.
I told you.
Yeah,
you told me. Like borderline things that I almost called the police. I was almost like, you should go to jail because I'm worried about why you're even thinking about it like this. Like this, I understand being like, God damn, she's hot. She's sexy. But like it started crossing into a space that I was so uncomfortable with.
You know, all those old school guys. I think like Tracy Morgan is the current version of all those old school dudes. Like he probably was around them growing up and he's still carrying on that legacy. Like the way exactly. He talks.
Yes, but
he's like those dudes.
But he's doing it somewhat tongue in cheek, at least.
I don't know.
You don't think Tracy's tongue in cheek?
Maybe a little. But I think it's still real. Like
Tracy is gonna be uncomfortable when he's the last person of that age range, because he is of a different ilk. He is from the generation. Have you seen Tracy, by the way?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
Good.
Seems fine?
Keeps talking about his $17 million house. Mm, pulling up in some kind of Bentley and or some other car I don't even know how to pronounce.
Is it a new house?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He has a new joint.
From the
since the
situation,
accident,
yeah.
Has a new joint.
Yeah.
$17 million.
$17 million is what he said.
Good for Tracy. I mean, taking a horrible situation, at least getting something positive out of
it.
Does he still have crazy animals?
I'm sure he does. I don't know what.
You think he can get
this fucking girl? He's sitting in front of the cellar. He has like he's still limping a little bit. He comes to the cellar. He gets on. He was around the corner at the other cellar. He gets on. Comes to the cellar. He's sitting outside. This two fucking ghetto girls walk by.
Okay.
And they're like, "Oh shit! What up? Oh shit!
Loud as fuck."
Kevin Hart, what's up?
No.
I'm like, no, they're joking, right? They can't think this is Kevin Hart.
They just threw the first name out? I mean.
Oh, and then he's like, what the fuck, yo, Tracy Morgan?
I responded. Actually responded.
We were on a project stoop at the moment, but we're in the village in front of the Comedy Cellar. And they're like, let me get a picture. He's like, you don't even know the fuck I am. Come take the picture. Hurry up.
I still take a picture. He still takes a picture.
Yo, I was dying.
Did
yo.
You ever get to give him the CDs?
CDs?
Yeah, you bought all those CDs to give him.
Oh, he didn't give a fuck. He didn't give a fuck.
What do you mean? How do you know?
You know that the Apollo?
He eventually got them? Because he wouldn't take them at first. You were like, I want to give you a gift. And he was like, ah.
Yeah, I gave it to him at a show. I think the Apollo.
Why does he not know how to take a gift?
I don't know.
That's some weird shit. That's some different hood
what did
shit.
I don't understand again? It.
This is so thoughtful.
You don't want to feel like you owe somebody sometimes.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
He's like, nah, I'm good. Chill.
Sy felt that he owed Tracy. Tracy had been such a good friend and mentor in comedy and blah, blah, blah. So Sy basically rebought for him. Like every
like
classic hip hop album on CD.
But why did I do that? Did he mention something?
He mentioned that I think he didn't have
anything in his car.
Yeah, like he...
Something in his car.
Something like that happened, like where either
he lost
the CD
book
or something. Or he used to have shit on vinyl and he just doesn't have it. And so Cypher
Bob bought like paid in full. Long live the king.
Like the shit he would have been rocking.
Everything. Yeah, like, but Cuban links. Yeah. Everything. Like the whole... Yeah. Like probably
and he looked at the stack and was just like, all right, thanks.
Yeah, it was... I don't even... It was not...
I just remember it took him forever to give it to him. I kept asking him, nah, he wouldn't take it.
I don't care.
I mean, you have whatever. To... If you know Tracy as well as you do, and you know him as well as...
Not many. Not that well, but yeah.
No, pretty, but I'm saying most well. People don't... A lot of people who are around him don't know him that well.
Right.
So, but I think if you know Tracy at all, you kind of have to... you wouldn't be surprised at him being socially weird about something.
Right. Like, or it might have went the other way. Like, he might have hugged me and remembered for days. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. it didn't go that way.
See, I'm so glad I just randomly asked about Tracy. What other stories am I not asking you of that you have something great that happened regarding that person? Have you talked to Chappelle again recently?
Yeah, just the other day.
And what did he say? Is he coming on One App?
No, I'm just trying.
You didn't say one word yet.
I did.
You've said we do
said
it?
I said to do our podcast.
Is he coming to town anytime soon?
He doesn't say. He was in, because he was at, it was in Toronto for All-Star Weekend. And
he's being very social these days.
And he did that, one of those Dave Juke joints, whatever he does.
Uh-huh.
You know those? So he has like the band is like members of Stevie Wonder's band and Prince Revolution band.
Wow.
And Usher was there. D Nice was, I guess it's like, D Nice will play a set and then the band will play a set and they kind of like battle. It's very loose from what I hear. Okay. He invited me to go, but I wasn't in town. It's very loose, very fun, and people get on and perform and just have fun. And it's like he wants it to be loose. Like, just don't stare at the stage. Like, party. You know what I'm saying? And
vibe team.
Cardi was there. And Cardi told me, like, it was like one of the greatest nights of his life because Dave showed him so much love. And then Cardi brought up that, you know, he's been hearing about me for years through me. And that, and Chappelle was like, I didn't even know you knew Cypher like that. Like, and it was like a crazy bond. And he said he went on stage, did a set, like a song or two performed. And then Chappelle was like, nah, come back, do something else, you know, freestyle. And they say he went up like three more times and just fucking bodied it. And then the whole rest of the All-Star weekend, like Chappelle and Cardi and everybody just hanging out.
All-Star sounded pretty good from what I heard.
Yeah, I heard it did sound good. Well, Toronto's a fucking great city, so.
I mean, I'm still happy with my decision to go to L.A.
Grammys?
Yes.
Was that Grammys?
Cyph, you were on the show, weren't you, when I revealed that Quartermain is such a douchebag?
Let me say something.
It turned out great in the long run.
So many people know my business because of you.
Oh.
People will text me and be like, yo, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, how the fuck do you know that?
What
I was listening to One App.
Remember that he was supposed to go to LA with me and booked his ticket at the wrong time. So, are you were, you know what? You were on the phone that episode and you weren't on at that part.
You were talking to Nick.
Nick called. Yeah. And I told Nick, I was like, oh, by the way, Quartermain's not coming because he booked
you
for the wrong
week.
You
went to LA by yourself?
No,
he went to LA by himself. No, but I have people out there. And it actually turned out very well because I'm thinking of moving there at the end of the year.
Oh.
And I don't know if I would have been able to accomplish that, what I was doing.
What's your reasons for moving out there to Los Angeles?
I'm just tired of the weather, man. I'm just really tired of East Coast weather. Yeah, I'm tired of East Coast weather. Yeah, and
I can't stand your types.
I need to be around.
Who leave on because of weather?
Weather.
Yeah, I'm Jamaican, man. And I'm spending way too much time here.
The Jamaica wouldn't work.
Go to Miami.
But why?
Where Jamaicans belong?
Too humid. My whole family's down there. I'm good.
Yeah, that's where Jamaicans belong. You belong in Miami.
But we belong.
Virginia.
Yeah,
maybe that sounds like some Trump shit. Like, we can't even go nowhere else.
Well, Cyph's a big Trump supporter. Big Trump supporter. You by the way, people really took your post seriously.
I fucking love it.
People were hitting me and going, yo, you need to talk to your man, Cypher Sounds.
With this serious tone, too.
And I was like,
I didn't even say I like the guy. I said he likes us.
I know. The joke did not.
Fucking people. I love it, though.
I was like, you really think, based on everything you heard, that Cyph is a...
A friend of mine was one of the writers for Chris Rock during the Oscars.
Yeah.
And she told me something about Chris Rock that really hit home. And it's funny, she told me the day before I put that up, so I didn't give a fuck. The point is, Chris Rock doesn't give a fuck, yo. Bad press, good press, nothing. He doesn't care. If he thinks the joke is funny, that's all he cares about.
I think his audience are comedians, like at the high level. Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like if other people, other comedians like this, I'm good.
Well, you know he's at a high level when like I consider myself pretty smart, and when the part when What's Her Face came out, when he brought up Stacey Dash, I didn't even get it. I was just like, well, why is this happening?
I didn't know about the beginning.
I knew
part
about
of
everything.
That.
Yeah. I know about all of it. And I'm like, why is this happening? And then it took a week for me to realize, oh, he just wanted that.
No.
That's all he wanted. What? There's more to it.
I got the inside scoop.
You got the scoop?
I got the scoop.
Yo, there's a one-up
exclusive. It ties into what we were talking about.
Okay.
This is, I heard, I can't say who, but.
Someone mage?
Huh?
Someone mage?
No.
Okay. Someone who knows, though.
Someone who knows.
Okay.
That was Chappelle's idea.
Well, I know Chappelle co-wrote.
And Chappelle...
Chappelle and Kevin Hart both co-wrote with him, right?
I don't know if Kevin Hart did. Maybe.
I thought it was Chappelle and
Kevin. That's what my mom said, and I was like, Kevin Hart.
There's like 12 writers, but I think other comedians were throwing ideas.
We're just probably
also
sending him shit, yeah.
But that was Chappelle's idea, the whole thing, with the Stacey Dash.
Just bring out Stacey Dash.
Yeah, I didn't know the first part of it, so I didn't get it at all. And then afterwards...
You know, I wonder, you know...
But it doesn't matter if 80 million people didn't get it. Chris got it. And Chappelle got it.
Right.
And that's all they give a
fuck
about.
They've got the inside jokes for everything.
And now they can be like, yo, we brought Stacey Dash out, yo!
And they also know that the average, you know, black consumer who's not overly thinking about anything, they just pay attention, they see the blogs and the news, they were like, I know Stacey Dash is not on the fucking TV! Like, the people who did, they're people who didn't think it was funny at, they walked out like, no, get that bitch the fuck off my TV.
Yeah.
So he loved the idea that that happened.
Right.
He loves all of it.
But that's
all
the thing, you're trying to affect people, you know what I mean?
Right, and get a
that
reaction.
That emotion, yeah, that reaction.
But yo,
reaction.
I tell that Trump joke on stage every night, right? And I say, we're the Latinos that are Trump approved. Meaning Puerto Ricans are Americans.
Right.
That's all the joke means. On stage, it works fine. Then the other day, I was like, oh, Puerto Rico means rich. So I was like, oh, I'm going to put this joke on Instagram. I never put it up before. I say it on stage. And I'm like, oh, he likes us because we're Trump approved. Why the fuck did I say?
Something like that. You're like, we're the rich Puerto Rico.
It has the word rich in it. He likes us because it has the word rich in it. That's it. Who the fuck cares? People are like, oh, you support Trump. Yeah, I'm unfollowing. Good. Do me a favor. Unfucking follow.
I know. If you thought that was real, you're out of your fucking gourd.
No, if you think it's real, shoot yourself.
By the way, did I tell you that I saw Chris Rock at the same party where I saw Tracy?
Yeah.
Chris Rock was there. Dipperstein comes up to my agent. Dip will occasionally lean on me to go do something. Not often, but he'll occasionally be like, you need to go do this.
Right.
You should do this.
That's what you're paying for,
what his job is.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, you should say hi to Chris Rock. And I was like, I'm not saying hi to Chris Rock.
But how does he say it?
Just like that.
Pretty much. You need to say hi to Chris Rock. You need to say hi to Chris Rock. And I'm like, I'm good. I'm drinking. I'm good. I was like, he doesn't know me like that. He's like, didn't he do your podcast? And I'm like, yeah, he's not going to fucking remember.
No.
And he's like, just say hello to him. And I'm like, all right. So I go out to him, like, yo, Chris, what up, man? Peter, say my same riff raff I always do. Yo, what's up, Chris?
What do you say? Peter Rosenberg, Hot 97?
Yeah. Peter
Rosenberg. Like in one breath.
Peter Rosenberg, Hot 97. Actually, I mentioned you. I'm like, you did my podcast with Syfe. He's like, yeah, and I was like, yo, it was dope how you looked out for Syfe, man. He's killing it at the comedy cellar ever since then. Yeah, of course. I name drop you in any situation where I think you can help. Even with someone like Chris Rock, who I knew would only help, if anything, barely at all.
Yeah.
We're equally, practically peons. So, but he didn't give a shit, was totally nice about not giving a shit, but that's exactly the situation I no longer like to put myself in.
That's a veteran.
Yeah. I was like, he didn't give a shit. No problem. Dip. You happy? I tried. Blah, blah, blah. I got like two or three didn't give a shits that night.
Yeah, he didn't give a shit.
No, he didn't give a shit.
He doesn't give a shit about me now.
I had a Diplo Skrillex the same night. In the context of at Hot 97, they were like very respectful and like somewhat excited to meet me. I doubt in this context, they're even thinking about who the fuck I am. They're in a club dancing. And I'm like, hey, what's up?
Wait, who's that?
Skrillex and Diplo.
Oh.
Different levels of not giving
same,
a fuckness.
Same club?
Same club. Same night.
Same night.
Yo, that's the night I'm mad you missed. The party we talked about with Tracy.
Mm.
It was the one that she was saying, who'd she say put it on again?
Jessica
Rosenblum. And some other. And Jessica was like being honored at it. So was Tracy. Culture creators. So I was invited by the dude from Will Packer's company. So, and Will Packer is the biggest black producer in Hollywood. So you have people from on one end fucking Jocelyn and Stevie J to fucking Chris Rock. So like it was a broad Black Hollywood kind of scene. So then I see my friend Bozema, who is major.
Yeah.
She's mage. Used to be a Pepsi, now she's with Beats.
Yeah.
And she, of course, is standing on a couch in like the best section in the club. And she sees me and we have like wonderful, we'd run into each other at Soho House the night before. Very Hollywood vibes.
Very
I know, very
LA.
Hollywood vibes.
Everywhere. You see this LA shit?
So I'm on my shit, bruh. So I see her. She's like, hey, blah, blah. And then we hug. And the crowd club's really crowded. So I don't like doing this move. But when I turned around from hugging her and we talked for a few minutes in the booth, in the best booth, I turned around and now it's open in this booth. So
now it's what?
It's open. Like I stay.
Oh, sure.
There's nowhere else for me to go. And in the booth, you can overlook the club. So like I can now see and I have nowhere to go. But Chris Rock's directly across from me. And I'm like, where am I?
After you spoke to him?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd already spoken. I'd said hello to him. And I'm like, at this point, I'm just staying in the good section. I have nowhere to go. I know the most mage person here. Like, Chris Rock is mage. But I'm guessing, based on what I've observed, like, this is where Bozema is supposed to be. So I'm good. I know I'm good. But I was pretty much good in the whole place. Like I'm not used to adapting to the fact that in that sort of setting, 90% of the people know who I am.
Yeah.
I still think of myself as like when I'm walking around, even though in reality, in that kind of party, when I got to the door, they rushed me in like I was fucking the president. So I was like, I should really feel good. But then after time, it was very funny sitting across from Chris Rock with a bottle and D-Nice playing fucking classics and watching Chris's reaction. First of all, Chris is old as fuck, and I mean that in the most loving way possible, but older than us,
he's 50.
He's 50, and you realize it, like, songs that were newer than fucking 98 was like when we hear something at the club, there's not even an example, because we know shit in the club, but like, if it was like an early 2000s record that everyone's like, oh!
Crickets
for him. I could see, like, you would just be like, don't know.
Really?
Yeah. He didn't.
He wanted that old shit.
He was really in on like the fucking
early 90s, late 80s.
Yeah, the real real shit. So we had,
or even like,
nah, 80s.
Was he playing like,
he's
really
80s.
He probably really grew up in early mid 80s shit. Yeah. And then he talked about it with us like up until the early 90s. But like what did I have talked to him about? They played, this is what I made a conversation with him about. They played Love You Better, right?
Yeah, I love you, but yeah.
Cool. So, LL Cool J. Great example. One of my favorite, the last great LL Cool J song, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, me and my brother loves that song too. So, we're all like, love this fucking record. And I lean up to Chris and I'm like, yo, last great LL Cool J song. I could tell when I said that, it was so long past the last great LL Cool J song for him.
he was like, it was crazy?
Yeah.
Wait, how close was he to you?
It was a booth. So I'm on. You walk in the booth, right? If you walk into the booth, you can
like
go
like a banquet, like at a club.
Can we say the booth? The DJ booth?
No,
is this big?
A booth.
Table.
So a private table. So there's a little small table in the middle with the couch wrapped around it.
Right.
I'm at the front of the booth on one side of the table. He's at the front of the booth
across the opening. Okay.
So we're very close. It's a very.
He's standing
it's actually
on the
easiest. On the standing regular.
Oh, okay.
So we're actually basically the easiest converse situation you can have. And I didn't bother him at all, but there were a couple moments when I thought, but yo, other people for Chris Rock, there are other people I know in there who are like kind of popping that night, who are like currently famous, who geek off of seeing Chris Rock.
Yeah, he's big, man.
He's fucking big, man. Like it's...
He's like Snoop. Everyone knows who he is.
You're right.
Everyone's a fan. He's just iconic. Even if you don't know his shit, you're a fan of him.
Also, you're gonna love this one.
Okay.
I'm fucking ready. I know. So last night before I'm leaving LA for a Grammy weekend, and I always end up taking the red eye. So Dipperstein, my agent, will go to work and I'll be like, yo, do you wanna link up before I leave? Because I'll finish my radio show at 4:00. I don't have shit to do. My flight leaves at 9:45. Let's try to get dinner somewhere. So I'm like, yo, can we just go somewhere easy, get like nachos, something like that? Dip was like in a mood that day. I've like never seen him like this wound up. He's like, I don't eat nachos. I was like, all right. wherever the
I'm
fuck.
I'm leaving. All right.
I was like, whatever you want to do. He goes, I know the place to go. Where it's. I've been making fun of him because every place he takes us, these menus in LA, it's all like burrata, yeah, spinach.
Forget it.
Everything is a fucking vegetable that's souped up. I got to be honest. A lot of them are delicious. But if you're just starving, when you look at the menu, there's nothing you want when you look at the menu. I just wanted a place where it's like a cheeseburger.
Burger, yeah.
So he's like, I don't do that. We're going to this place. We go to this place. Sitting there, he's like, it's the trend. He's like, this place is, it's on fleek, blah, blah, blah. You can't go on the weekend, but we'll go today. It'll be fine. It was actually fucking delicious. Worked out great. But we're sitting there. Swizz walks in with someone, goes and sits down. And then I'm sitting there. And next to me, who sits in the booth, we're on the booth side, comes and sits next to me, is Carrie Brownstein from Portlandia.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Nice.
Which was actually my favorite sighting of the entire weekend. And then Dip gets up and goes to the bathroom. So now I'm just sitting next to Carrie Brownstein.
Wait, what do you mean sitting next to her?
Because it's a booth. It's, you know, like a long, when you're in a restaurant and booth side is all shared.
Got you.
Shared space.
So it's like, So it's the other side's a chair.
Yep.
But you're on like the whole couch side.
And she was waiting for her friend. So she's looking at the door just sitting on booth side. So when Dip gets up, I'm now just basically sitting alone with her staring straight ahead. So I tried something different, which is instead of wanting to mingle with someone who's famous and I admire without trying to actually get anywhere. Because where am I going to go? Where am I trying to go with Carrie?
Yeah.
Do I need to like be like, and one day I'd like to do something religious comedy? So I was just like, how's the food here? Something like that. And so we had a great conversation with no I gave her no acknowledgement that I'm like a stan for you.
Nice.
Love the fucking show. Just to see what she's like, she's fucking awesome. She's literally exactly like you would guess to be. And I love that I was talking about foofy food with her, considering if anyone's watched Portlandia, like the entire show is based on foofy food. Do you still watch Portlandia or not? Nah?
I'm not caught up, but I was in Portland.
It's
pretty accurate.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
The show's pretty accurate.
But now it's amazing. Now they've expanded to such like great things where it's like it doesn't have to do with Portland at all, but they just know it's a great topic to make fun of.
Yeah.
Like last week they did music festivals. Or a few weeks ago, just like a full episode making fun of old people going to music festivals. By the way, announced today that my birthday on July 23rd, which is a Saturday.
By the ways.
Yeah, what do you think?
I want somebody to count the by the ways.
You want a by the way counter? So, not by the way. My birthday is Saturday, July 23rd, or Friday, whatever it is. It's a weekend. It's July 23rd. So we're like, perfect. We'll get to have Peter Palooza on your actual birthday on a weekend.
Yeah.
Except they announced the lineup for the Coachella East thing doing.
Paramount or something
like that? Something like that.
I forgot what it's called.
On my actual birthday.
Yeah.
That show.
They couldn't have known it was on your birthday.
They did not.
Mm-mm.
Although they kind of actually did, but didn't care. It's AEG. I think they're probably more concerned with that, unfortunately. I think the tickets to a weekend ticket, I think, is $369. So they'll probably make more money with that. Kendrick is headlining on my birthday.
Yeah.
So I guess I won't be doing Peter Palooza on that night.
Right.
Although I did, Sife, thinking, you probably might think the same way. I thought, if I have a show that night with other people who have their own following that's still popping, they'll still come, and I could probably get Kendrick to show up because he's in town.
That might work.
I could probably get the run.
I don't know, though. Headlining? I mean, he goes late.
It depends, though. It's a festival, so even late couldn't be not that late.
Maybe.
But you're right. It could be 11 o'clock, and he's never getting there. And then you did it for what? So I think...
He has to carry those fucking jail cells.
Oh, it's a lot.
He got them guys chained to him.
It's a lot.
How's he going to do
it's
all that?
It's a lot.
Where's the sax... Who is it? Who's driving the sax player?
Oh, do you need a whole separate car? So I may do a DC Peter Palooza on the 23rd. Yeah. And then a New York one the
30th. You think your range reaches down there?
No, I don't think it matters. I think that I'll have X.
We've been telling you this.
Yeah, I mean, I could do it. I'd have Odyssey. My ideal lineup would be Odyssey, Wale, and Logic, and make it just all three DC artists.
This would be like a McDonald's.
Could, Fillmore. No, I think we'd actually have to go bigger than Fillmore if it's
Howard
them.
Theater?
Logic or does 2,000 himself. So does Wale. Yeah, and I think you got to go. You could get up with Wale.
I mean, only 930.
If you had Wale and Logic on the same bill, I'm confident you could do up to 5,000 seats in D.C. Logic's numbers are higher than you would think. Logic.
No, I am very impressed with Logic. I slept on him for a while, and then I checked out his album. I like him.
Well, but here he's doing... Sife, what's the venue on 57th Street again?
Terminal 5.
Terminal 5.
How many yellow holes?
Like 4,500 or something.
Sold out?
Twice. Logic's doing a Friday and a Monday. He fucking pulls a lot of shit, and he's from Maryland.
I like when people are bubbling on the low. I like that.
Oh, he's the master of bubbling on the low.
Yeah, I like that. I like discovering that.
All right, before we go, I'm going to play one song for 2 seconds for you guys that I'm not...
But I got some By the Ways.
Oh, you have By the Ways?
I forget it.
No, you're By the Ways. Mm-hmm. Hey, want me to play this?
You anywhere this week, Saif?
No.
Mm. Quarterman, you had an opportunity when Saif says, what are you doing, to mention what business you want to go into.
Me? Oh.
Yeah.
And you didn't even say
it. I do alterations, right? I mean... I'm an IT professional, but I do alterations, and we're opening an alteration lounge in D.C., perhaps in L.A.
Get the fuck out of here. Hey,
within the next year. Called Hemingway House.
Alterations, called Hemingway House.
Yeah.
Meaning,
clothing.
Tailor. Being a tailor.
Oh.
Get your clothes, get your fit right.
He believes that you could have a
tailor. Do you do that personally?
Yeah, I do it personally now, but the business will not be me doing it.
That's a hobby of yours?
Passion.
Passion?
Passion.
Clothes.
Yeah. I'd say
where does the IT fit in?
It's just a job.
Right.
It's my skill.
Alterations.
Yeah.
Suits.
Eventually, we'll be able to make suits, right. But right me, the bread and butter is alterations.
So right now, you'll take somebody's bum-ass suit from a discount store
and make it look like
irregular.
And make it look like you came out some real store with that. Yeah.
Can you put those shiny stuff on, like Kevin Hart had on at the Oscars?
We can do whatever you want.
Please don't. Please don't put the things on that.
Yeah.
By the way, when we went to London, T came with me and he was like, yo, Peter, I got to go meet the guy. I got to meet the number one alteration guy in London.
No. Taylor.
Number one tailor in London.
Is London is serious on their tailors.
From the Kingsman?
What's the guy's name you had to go meet?
Andrew. I can't.
Of course his name was Andrew. All that matters is Andrew.
Trinidadian dude.
Oh, I didn't know he was black.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you
really?
You follow all these people?
It's Mange.
This is what I do, man.
There's like a world of alteration people?
All right. So you have tailoring.
Uh-huh.
And then you have, with tailoring, you can alter already ready-to-made wear,
mm-hmm.
or you can tailor a handmade suit.
Right.
In London, that's what they do. Savile Row is big on the handmade bespoke. So just getting an opportunity to go to London, I was like, I got to see that. You don't really see that.
You met him?
Yeah.
He walked in the store and he was there.
Oh, you just walked in? You didn't set up anything?
Just walk right in.
Did you get contact?
Yeah.
You stay in contact?
A little bit.
You wrote him and he didn't write you back?
No, a little bit. But with those type of guys, you want to be careful of how much you try to connect with them before you really have your shit together.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So he's like a kung fu master in the tailoring world.
There's several, yes.
He's one.
Yes.
Who is he hip-hop-wise? Who is this guy you went to see?
Who would he be hip-hop-wise?
Yeah. Is he as aggressive?
Is he RZA?
That's a good question.
Is he RZA and you want to be RNS or who is the other one?
No, he's...
Who is the other producer who did Death Be the Penalty?
He's like Tip.
Fourth Disciple?
And I'm Dilla.
Okay, you want to be Dilla to his Tip.
Whoa.
You get the idea.
Get on that Dilla, wow. Nick.
Hey, guys, what do you guys think of this? So my friend Loriana May, you guys know I love, who's on Atlantic Records, she's doing a lot. She's like, I thought things were about to end at Atlantic. I didn't think things were going well. And then all of a sudden, some shit changed. She's now gotten in with a producer who's very, very big. And now they're excited again and things are going great. But she's also making some music on the side for fun, like that she's going to put out. And she sent me this joint and I think it's pretty tight. I'm not allowed. She didn't even really say I could play this, but I'm gonna play it for a second for one app.
This is Diamond D.
When I grow up,
yeah,
I want a boat. I want to ride around the city, had a motherfucker told like a float. Want all my friends there. I want to blow through trees. I want a big red cup and a Coca-Cola fountain machine.
Has anyone else used it? Oh, Pharrell just flipped this for Rocky, I think.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't hear it?
A different song? Or?
I'll play it for you. He flipped it totally different. This is my favorite part, though. Hold on.
I can't hear you.
Her voice is so fucking sweet to me. Here it is.
When I grow up.
Rocky did a song with Pharrell. Here it is.
Yeah, I heard this. It's not that simple.
It's not?
No.
You're positive?
Yes.
First of all, I would like to start by saying I'm the make
up. I thought it was just EQ'd and replayed.
No.
Sorry. Yeah. It's called Hear Me. It just like came out on the internet. Sife, what are your by the ways?
I don't have no by the ways.
You were just lying?
Yeah, I was just fucking with you.
All right.
Oh, by the way, what was that?
Gabby, did you have something you wanted to say? Sorry, G-Code, did you have something you wanted to say? Carhartt Girl, Jace?
By the way?
No by the ways? Anyone? You sure?
Yeah, by the ways.
Daryl, do you have a by the way?
Shout out to the family that I'm visiting and the people back home.
Do they listen to the Wine Epstein podcast?
Everybody listens to Wine Ep.
What
should we do?
You have to make up your mind.
We got
to
do it. What are we doing?
One or the other.
Nothing.
No, you were about to say something. You
I'm going to say to shout out my friends.
Then come shout out your friends. Say something.
Who are your friends?
Oh, Sife, can you fire her?
Shout out my friends.
Shout out G-Code's friends.
What was that?
They know who they are.
They know who they are. Oh, those are always the best shout out.
Let me tell you something. I dare someone who I'm very important. Like if Loreanna wins a Grammy and I get a they know who they are, it is over.
It might happen.
No, not for her. But a lot of people, yes, I would definitely get a they know who they are.
They know who they are.
They know. I almost texted Kendrick and said on Grammy night and said, yo, Kendrick, I'm gonna give you 4 awards. If you get up there a fourth time, I want one, brother. Fourth. First three, I'm fine. You got to thank your friends. But when you get to the industry douchebags, though, I want it. Do you want the most incredible thing about Kendrick Lamar? Huge name drop here, but I'm sorry. It's so telling of who he is. The night of his party, he had a party Grammy night, which was a very weird night, obviously, because then J-Rock gets in the accident. I didn't know if the party was going to get canceled. You didn't hear J-Rock got in an accident?
He all right?
Oh, yeah, he's okay, but he's in a serious motorcycle accident. Broke his femur and his not groin. What do you call this? Pelvis? He looked a lot. It was bad, but he's all right. So they had their party. It was a dope party. I waited around. I wanted to leave. I was super beat. I'd worked the whole day. And when Kendrick shows up, he moved in. It's his party. And it was like the most I've ever seen him have people around him of like he can't even navigate himself. And we see each other across through like 10 people as we're both getting pushed different directions. And he just like reaches out. I'm like, yo, blah, 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 congrats. And said hi to his girl. And he keeps walking. And he's like, yo, thank you for coming. I was like, I'm out of here. Congrats, leave. I wake up the next day and there's a text message from Kendrick Lamar that says, yo, thank you so much for coming last night, fam. I was like, you are the greatest human being who's ever, you don't have to thank me. I'm one of countless people who claims credit for helping Kendrick Lamar.
Maybe he sent it to everybody.
You think it was generic? I don't think
I just sent out my first thank you note the other day. Because I wanted to be on that, like start thanking people.
Oh, no, thank you notes are mage.
Official thank you.
Thank you notes are very mage. What was it for?
For where I stayed in L.A., my man's mom sent her a handwritten thank you.
The handwritten thank you notes, Midge. It pays off. Big dividends. Sife, you ready?
Ready.
Sife been ready.
Sife checked out 25 minutes.
No, I'm in it. I love this shit now. I mean, I always did, but now...
It means more.
Traveling has made me like Wine Ep more because of the people that come up to me. So fucking thank you.
And
kid in the airport that took a picture with me.
And you know what else?
Oh, the guy... Well, I'm sorry, real quick. By the way. The guy on stage in...
Fuck that guy.
Portland, I believe. I don't remember. Saying hello and telling me you appreciate the podcast and having a conversation
with me. It's not small talk.
It's not small talk. Stop saying no small talk if it's not small talk. You're double insulting yourself, fuck faces.
By the way, this is the best.
Let's have real talk.
But are you really fully appreciative of the irony of this? You yelled at the world. You yelled at the world for small talk. And if they
let's have a real fucking conversation.
And now you're like, no, don't small talk me. I want you to sit and talk to me, but have a real conversation.
No. You could... One, don't small talk me.
Yes.
Two, don't think regular talk is small talk.
Don't confuse the two.
Don't confuse it.
No, I get it.
Don't come on stage and be like, whoo, hot out there, huh? That's small talk.
Right.
If you say, yo.
Fan of Wine Ep.
I love Wine Ep. That's big talk. That's allowed.
Big talk.
Big talk.
Big talk. Fucking assholes.
All right. Thank you. I'm glad you
cleared. Fuck you, fuck faces.
I'm glad you cleared that up. All right. Thanks, guys. Hit us on the old Twitter there, eh? Rosenberg Radio at Sypha Sounds. Daryl's is at The Quarter Man.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. Thank you, guys.
New hair vibes, by the way, too.
Yeah. You know, as I go closer to my 40, I'm trying to go down in the look.
What does that mean? This is
a little younger.
Oh, you're trying to like young up your look. But this is like a throwback look.
Exactly.
It's a flat top.
Yo, I had
it's
this
a messy
joint
flat.
Somebody,
it's
I remember
like,
when
it's
I first
everywhere
started,
flat top.
Somebody was like, yo, you want your Kendrick? I was like, yo, my man, I had this in 96. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, stop.
Tell him to get his, care. Tell him to get his life. All right. Good night. Do we even say it today? Oh, my God.
We didn't say it.
Is this weird?
Too late.
Good night.